All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you so much for your history, because you've got a wonderful history, a history of blessing your people. Lord, we just ask tonight that you help us all to share what you've laid on our hearts. Father, we thank you for that placing in each one of us that warfare mode that you want us in daily. And I come against right now any kind of communication spirit that might want to interfere with anybody's internet or computer that comes on this in this outreach. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that your angels are out there right now holding us on and holding us together in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for draining the swamp. We bind up all demons that have come against the government, the rightful government, the white hats as they're called, and President Trump. We bind up all your works, all your curses, and cast them down as null and void in the name of Jesus. And that goes also for the faction against the church in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for making warriors out of each and every one of us to be warriors for you, Lord. You've told us to do these things, and I believe it, and I have practiced it, and I know everybody here will too, Lord. And I praise you, and I glorify you for everything that you're going to do tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for answering all of our prayers. And I praise you, Father, that you have made prayer warriors out of all of us, Lord. That's the most wonderful thing that we could ever do, is to pray and to warfare, to war against the enemy of our brothers and sisters. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that tonight you'd be with us, you'd lead us, and you'd guide us, and you'd show us what you want us to talk about. And I praise you, Father, for all the work you're doing in each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Poor people have weight in the waiting room there. Good gracious. Okay, got them going. Well, okay. Has anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Barry and Marilyn. Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
I have a prayer request. I'd like to lift up our beloved sister in Christ, Julie. Okay. Julie's not here tonight because she doesn't have power at her apartment, but we praise the Lord that she started texting me about 11 o'clock last night, and they were asking people to evacuate in her area because there was a fire nearby, and the closest place you could evacuate to was like a mile away, and Julie doesn't have a vehicle. But she was just resting, and she, you know, wanted me to stand in faith with her, and I did. We were praying together. And anyway, then it looked like it was going to be a mandatory evacuation, and her power went out a little after 11. So anyway, the good report is she said things finally calmed down about 2:15 this morning, all the helicopters and sirens and things calm down. There's fierce Santa Ana winds down there right now. I looked on the website for San Diego Gas and Power, and they said that it's just unprecedented. They were having wind gusts up to 94 miles an hour.
Oh my!
And so they've cut like all ton of people in the San Diego area. They've just cut their power. And they're saying they're not going to turn the power back on until Saturday evening. So, Father, we first off, I just want to thank you and praise you. You're such an awesome God, and I'm thankful that you watched over Julie last night, and your elect that was there, Father. That fire didn't get totally out of control. They were able to get it contained, and we thank you and praise you for that. But Lord, the situation with the power being out, we command the humidity to come up. We command a shift in the winds, that it's going to start blowing in off the ocean, and that there's no wind coming down from the desert mountains. And Lord, I'm praying that you send them rain. I'm thankful, Lord, that the temperatures are pretty moderate right now. And so that's a good thing. But I'm praying, Lord, that in your great mercy, your great wisdom and sovereignty, your great faithfulness, Lord, that they're going to lift this red flag warning. It's not going to go as long as they said, because you're in control of the weather, and we've already commanded what's going to be good for the weather, and we believe that we have received it. And I thank you, Lord, also that everything in Julie's refrigerator and freezer, that there's not going to be anything that's going to go bad, that you're just keeping everything at a right temperature, and that you're blessing Julie. You're just blessing her, Lord, that she is at peace, that she is at rest. I know that in the spirit, her heart is here with us. And Lord, we're just all this little family, this little body of Christ. And we miss Julie. And we are praying and believing, Lord, she's going to be with us next time. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can just cast all this care upon you, because you care for us. And you've already taken care of it. So, Father, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you're going to turn our electricity on here shortly. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Julie taking care of her. All right. Anybody else? I got something I want to share with you right quick. David sent me we talked about it, but he sent me a email. He said this: the Lord impressed me that we need to start acting like we are in a war every day and night, and do defensive and offensive warfare against the enemy of the White Hats and ourselves. You know who the White Hats are? That's Trump's team, so to speak. Ask Father and send the angels, number one, to bring conviction to anyone of sin, so we have power in prayer. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Number two, to bind all demons working against us. Might want to write them down. To bring in intelligence on our enemies and destroy every invasion of our privacy through phones, computers, Zoom, spies, etc. To stop all hindrances to getting truth out through the videos, books, and broadcasts, etc. To cast down all plots and schemes of the enemy to hinder the dreams, visions, words, and ministry. To bind all slander, lies, and evangelism of the enemy against the truth. To reveal the sins of the enemy to one another through dreams and visions, etc. To stop all hindrances. I'm going to skip that one. to bind all sickness or infirmity or viruses from inviting us. To bind all sicknesses or infirmity or viruses from invading us. To bind all warfare against us through witchcraft, faction, rejection, fear of rejection, condemnation, fear, anger, unforgiveness, criticism, etc. To reveal the sins of the deep state in both factions. To turn them against each other so that they reap what they sow and repent. To cause to cease any distraction of a flesh-pleasing life. To keep us from prayer and warfare. And that's it. Excuse me. Yeah, Marilyn.
Michael, would you be allowed to email that to us? That was quite a.
Yeah, I will. I thought about doing that, and I just be honest with you, I got busy today. I did.
Okay.
I let's see. I got that last one there kind of roped me in to cause any distraction of the flesh pleasing life to keep us. That roped me in this afternoon, so. Anyway, yes, I will. I'll send that to everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's just go. Do y'all mind if we go ahead and go through this list and just pray against it? All right, let's do that. Let's see. All right, to bring conviction to anyone of sin that's in this fellowship or that listens to this fellowship. So that we have power in prayer and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Well, Lord, that's what we ask. We ask, Lord, that you show us anything that might hinder our prayers to you. And I ask and I pray, Father, that it would be a very profound impression so that we could repent and get right and get our prayers answered by you, Lord, in a mighty quick way. Okay. We bind right now all demons that work against this group, each and every one of us. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus from working against anyone in this outreach and this fellowship in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to pause when I get through with what is on the list on each one of them, and y'all can add anything you want to if you as you feel led to, okay? So I'm gonna pause right there to bind all demons working against us. So anybody else wants to add to it, go right ahead. Yes, Marilyn.
Well, I think more towards the first part of that. Tuesday night, the Lord woke me up, or early Wednesday morning. And spoke to me, if you regard iniquity in your heart. And that's the way Father speaks to me a lot. He'll just give me part of a verse, and then I have to go to Esword and look up the rest of it. But that is Psalm 66 and 18. And you look at all the sixes in there. It's like five sixes. But five's the number of grace, and that whole verse is, if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. And so the Lord has really been, you know, that hit me hard, and I know it hits all of us hard. We all want to be clean and right before the Lord, and so the Lord showed me some things, you know, where he wanted me to tighten up, repent, and praise God. You know, it's all by faith in his grace and faith in the power of Christ our life. So, but that's a, you know, a real confirmation of, you know, a word he spoke to me Tuesday night.
Amen. To bring conviction to anyone of sin, so we have power in prayer, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Well, Lord, I just, right now, before everybody, I repent of being distracted from doing the things that I need to do with you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in me to want to do those things, that warfare, and the praying that you have placed in our hearts to do, Lord. And I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask, Lord, that you also place it in me to want to do the things of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else?
Father, thank you that you have given us the grace, Lord. We just repent before you, Lord, in this time of not only confusion, but just the flood of the enemy and coming in like a flood. And Father, we just ask you for the grace to rest in your word and stand against this onslaught, not only that's coming against us as a nation, but coming against us as a group, as individuals. We trust you, Lord, because you said that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And you command us, Lord, you tell us that we need to stand up and fight. We need to, the violent take this kingdom by force. And so, Lord, we just ask for that. Whatever you mean by that term violent, that you would impress it upon our heart, Lord. Again, we know that's not violence to the physical, but there is a force, a urgency, an empowerment that I believe that you provide. And I just pray and ask for that provision for us and trust you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient even in these times. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Malcolm.
Yeah, last night I had, was it last night? I think it was. I had spent quite a bit of time doing stuff that wasn't necessary and was... as a result, I wasn't spending much time with the Lord yesterday. But this has been a pattern for a while. So I was really concerned about it, and I was really upset about it, and I was spending a little time with the Bible. And I opened up the Bible, and I asked the Lord to show me something. So this is where my eyes fell. Matthew 8, verse 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I went back and looked at the context, which is the centurion, who is obviously a Gentile working there in Israel, and wanted Jesus to heal his servant. I was just thinking about all the context of that, how, for one thing, he was a Roman centurion, but he was thoughtful. He was, you know, he was concerned about one of his servants and went and asked Jesus to heal him. And so Jesus offers to come, and he said, I'm under authority. I tell people what to do and they do it. You can just speak the word and my servant will be healed. And so Jesus is very impressed by that. And so then he talks about, I'll just quote verse 11 here, that many shall come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom. And then again, verse 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it's, a lot of us have had a lot of time with the Lord to give him weapons and whatnot. But the Lord's going to be bringing in a lot of other people. And those of us who have been here for a while, I'm not talking about on this call necessarily, but in the kingdom, need to be careful with our time. So I think this is specifically for me and not for the body, but I just wanted to pass that on.
Amen. Well, it's for the body too. Amen. All right, go ahead, Phil.
So I got to spend some time with a good friend of mine. Well, he was for the last 20 plus years, and then he we've prayed for him in the past for him to get a job, and then I texted back and he had just received one, so we thanked the Lord for that. And he's been really struggling with spiritual oppression, I guess you could say. He's the one that had been possessed by three different demons, and I haven't heard anything from him if they are gone or not. I don't think he's been through a deliverance or not. But anyway, so he came out to the gym this morning. We work out pretty early, and it was nothing but oppression from him. He kept bringing up an ex from, like, you know, over 10 years ago, and past things that just, it was obviously some demonic attack in every single, I mean, it was not a good day with him, you know what I mean? Just every single angle, there was an attack from something from the past, or a legalism, or some kind of law that was being broken, and just nothing but oppression and condemnation from this person. And obviously it wasn't him. It was whatever was controlling him, and it knew what I had been through, or where I'm growing and my past, because, you know, they know. So I want to repent, for one, that I was not able to cast all that down and just shut it up, you know. I probably haven't been focusing on my prayer closet as much as I need to. So I want to repent for that. And what David said is exactly what I need to do, you know, more and more. And so, Father, you know my prayer and how I failed today to cast down all those spirits from the past that are trying to condemn me, and things I left behind that your blood has washed away. And I refuse to let it affect me or have any kind of soul tie that has been broken already to rebuild itself. I repent for not standing in that spiritual warfare that you've been calling me to do. I read about it, I think about it, but I'm not actually in that prayer closet making it happen like you need. So I repent for that, Father, and I pray that you give me the strength and the wisdom to be able to cast down any kind of devil that tries to attack, whether it's through a friend or a family member or anybody. Give me that faith, Father, and that strength and courage to stand up and be unshaken. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your deliverance and for your victory. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just sent it to everybody that's on this outreach right now, except for the locals who already have it.
Thank you.
Theo, what's your friend's name again?
Yuri.
Okay. Father, we pray for Yuri right now. We just join our faith together. Father, just what comes to my mind is a double-mindedness, an instability in all his ways because of that. We pray for him, Lord, that you would deal with his life and bring in the reality that he needs to serve you and put you first, and his love is to be for you only, God. We just thank you, Father. We bind every spirit working against him, trying to stop this. And we just believe Yuri is going to come in and be strong in you, Father. Take away double-mindedness. Give him a singleness in his heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Okay. Who's next? Let me know if you got that email I just sent out. Anita, I don't have your email. Okay.
Yeah, I raised my hand. I just wanted, see, you just answered my question. I didn't know if you'd sent out an email. If you'd posted it in the chat, I wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Okay.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, anyone else? Yeah, George, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for making us children and raising us to be sons and daughters of your family and kingdom. And Father, we thank you that the words that are deposited in us are being brought forth by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that this is a time of freedom. When the world tries to put everything on lockdown, you and your kingdom are declaring freedom, and the words that we have are setting people free. We're giving knowledge of your truth, and that knowledge of Jesus is setting people free. So, Father, we thank you that you're going to put us in situations where we can share your truth, and our children are going to prophesy, that all the gifts that are within us, we stir them up in Jesus' name. And Father, we'll not leave any promise on the table. Our fear is that we would neglect any of your precious promises. So Father, we open ourselves wide open for your will, and let us be like Jesus, not to say anything or do anything that you don't do or say. Let us be led, Father, by your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let us cast aside all of our earthly and selfish ambitions, and let us be focused, Lord, like a laser, to just cut through all the filth and the waste and the lies and give life, Lord. Let those rivers of living water flow through our bellies as we bring forth the Jesus that's spoken of in the Bible. So, Father, I just thank you for these, for simple faith for your people today, Lord, that you've called us to be born for such a time as this, and will not waste another minute. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Benita, I just sent it to you. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Malcolm.
I was just looking. I just got your email. Thank you. And also, other people have replied to your email, which means it came back to me also. I replied to all.
I forgot to put that on BCC.
No, not a problem. No, that's not why I'm talking. It's fine. I'm just looking over the list here, and it's not of the people, but of the actual content of the. I don't know. I just have to say that I'm being hit in ways I've never been. It's like warfare, and it's the kind of thing, if you don't deal with it, you're gonna be cut out of the scene. I mean, this is, if you're not fighting, then you're losing. And I don't know. I've just never experienced this before, where I'm getting all kinds of stuff in lickety-split fashion. So just wanted to pass that on. Kind of a confirmation of this, I guess.
Amen. Yeah, me too. I had to do a little bit of warfare tonight with some help. But we took care of it, and it's okay. All right, anybody else? Okay, let's go to the next one here. To bring us intelligence. Lord, we pray this right here, to bring intelligence on our enemies and to destroy every invasion of our privacy through phones, computers, Zoom, spies, etc., from anyone. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you destroy all records of us and anybody's files in the name of Jesus, wherever they might be, in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that you've already done it in the name of Jesus. Y'all believe that? It's done. Don't want the government to know where I'm at. Don't want anybody to know where I'm at except my brothers and sisters. That's all. Amen. Anybody want to add to it?
Yeah, all governments.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I was just
going to add. Oh, Malcolm, you're up. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
No. You go first, please.
I was just going to say, somebody brought over their phone, which had the Facebook app installed. And as most of you know, that all audio and video from a phone that has Facebook on it is transmitted back. So I've had to be really careful in, you know, what I do and say or listen to around this phone. Anyway, it's just, I mean, where does this end? It's just this constant surveillance. So I claim this for myself too, Lord, what we just prayed, that all information that would be detrimental will be lost.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, all right, I was just going to add, you know, not just your government, but all governments, but the organizations behind them, the institutions. Lord, we just call for that confusion to come down upon the enemies that you've done so many times, as recorded in the Old Testament. That'll do. Amen. See Michael's lips moving, but he is muted.
Yeah, Lord heard me.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I pray once there? Yep. Father, thank you. Lord, we also in this time, in this age that we live in, are faced with, like Malcolm said, Facebook and Twitter and all of these mechanisms that are in place now that are being used to distort and deceive and to hide the truth in darkness. But Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you have commanded that light will shine out of the darkness. And so we claim that tonight. We thank you, Father, that you're doing exactly that through this process that we're in as individuals and that our nation is in right now, that you are shining. So we agree with your commandment, Lord. We say, let there be light in these, in this environment, wherever it needs to go, in within us, within our families, within this group, within the state that we're in, or the county, or the in our nation, Lord. You said that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and that you would bless our land. You would change us, or you'd change this environment. So we thank you for that, Lord. We come to you humbly, trusting your word, Lord. Our eyes are upon you. Thank you for it. We thank you for the blessing of this time and the blessing just to be alive in this time, Lord, that you've brought us into this place for such time as this. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Missy?
I didn't get that email yet. Are you sure you sent it to me too? Are you sure you sent it to me too, because I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, you didn't get it from David?
I didn't get it from you either.
Well, I didn't send it to you. I thought David sent it to
you. No, it's not. You're not on the list, Missy.
Yeah, you're on.
I know.
You're on the other list.
I didn't get it because. What did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Here, I'll send it to you.
I'm on the blacklist, right?
All right, anybody else?
Father, we pray, we agree with Pat and that last prayer, Father. I pray that you would use Facebook and Twitter and these things to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, and the gospel would go forth, that unbeknownst to them, that their own thing that they're using against us would be reversed, Father, and that you would use it, Father. You would raise up a standard on Facebook and on Twitter and all these other social media platforms. We just thank you for that, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'd like to pray too.
Okay.
Lord, I just pray that you give us when you give us warnings, give us texts that are really severe, or whatever you give us, I pray you will put us, I was just thinking, Lord, about that text you gave and about the man or the person that was given the invitation to the wedding. And some turned away to their farm, another to their merchandise. And that you kind of put that in my mind when I saw that text. And I thought, Lord, I just pray that you will put within us a seriousness and an earnestness, and so that we don't just turn away from the things that you speak to us, and turn back to our lives. And thank you, and you know, in our hearts, thank you that you've spoken to us, and just go on our merry ways. Lord, I'm asking that you put within us a seriousness, so that you don't have to bring down the hammer and make things really rough to prompt us to turn. I just pray you, because you can do this, Lord, because you're God. We ask that you draw us, and we keep asking that, and we have for a long time. But we ask that you put within us a more earnest desire that you will draw us, and then we will run after you. Because we know that if you draw us, we respond, we'll run after you. But I'm just asking you, crank up the drawingness from you, from yourself, that you'll draw us to you. And we're asking this, right? I mean, we're asking that you draw us, and I believe that you're hearing that, that you'll turn our hearts away from distractions. We don't want them, Lord. We want you, and we're asking you to cause us to want you. And you know our frame, you know everything about us, you know our days, you know our hairs on our head, everything. You died for us and you bought us. And I get the sense sometimes that you're not really happy with our progress. In some cases you are, but I just ask that you put within our hearts an earnestness now, not just to be getting our foot in the door, getting our toe in the door, but pushing the door down violently and smashing through, and not being like Ephraim, who in the day of battle turned back, even though he was armed. Because, Lord, you've armed us. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. And Lord, you know that all of us are hooking our faith up with each one that prays. We're just one brother and one in Christ here. To bring us intelligence on our enemies, Lord, we just send the angels out to do that right now. We send each angel out to cleanse our records anywhere in the government or in the faction. In Jesus' name, do it, Father. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sending those angels out there. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else? before we go on to the next one. Did everybody get the list? Amen. Did you get it, Missy? Okay. Vanita, you got it, didn't you? Okay, good deal. All right. Next one. Okay, to stop, Lord, we pray right now that we come against all hindrances to getting the truth out through the videos, the books, and the broadcast right now. All those hindering spirits, we block from doing that right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you and cast you away from our people that are doing all of us, that getting the gospel out. In Jesus' name, all hindrances cease right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just loose the angels to do that. Go out there and make warfare against those entities that are trying to stop the videos and the books and all of that stuff from going to the YouTube and all of that from going out in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? Missy, did you have something? Or did you just forget to mute? I got you. I didn't. All right. Anybody want to pray on that one?
Father, just the thing that came to my mind was the spirit of intimidation that is cut loose upon us as a nation, Lord. And we pray against that right now. We bind that spirit of hatred, of intimidation, of overbearing attack upon us. We cast it down in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your strength to overcome and stand, even in this fire that's coming our way. Thank you for your preservation in the fire, Lord. You are able to take us through, and we thank you for it. Just pray for a continued grace in our life in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Lord, To add a little bit to Pat's prayer there, Lord, I would also petition you in a way, in accordance to how your servant Paul stood before King Agrippa and Bernice and Felix and all the captains and head people, that these people, after they heard his discourse, that they said if he hadn't appealed to Caesar, they would have let him go. He would have been free from his bonds. Lord, I pray that you would do the same for these bonds that are that are attacking us, Lord, and that we would be set free from this, because Lord, your word says so, that all people have known and partaken of the fruit of good and evil, Lord. And for the white hats, Lord, and for the people who are not yet brethren, Lord, they know what's good. Your word's been around for 2,000 years, and they should know even by measure of law what is correct and right, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that even with that, that perhaps, Lord, with some of them also, that you can change that law so that it would be the fulfillment of law, and they would receive it by grace so that they can be saved. And first and foremost, Lord, whoever still needs to be saved, send them the salvation message, Lord, of the new life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Marilyn.
Father, we just thank you and praise you that we have an open heaven here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we come before the throne of grace. And we bind up. Jesus has given us authority over all serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise harm us. And I come against the assignments of the enemy against the lives of those that that work in the ministry here. Assignments against our spirit, or whether it be spirit, soul, or body. We cast down all their attacks and all that witchcraft in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I especially cast down the assignments of death, murder, assassination, character assassination, lies and deception. Cast them down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up these spirits of retaliation coming against this ministry and those that labor in it. And I bind up and cast down these spirits of censorship through YouTube that would, we just cast all that down in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you and praise you that you're getting those YouTube videos in front of everybody that is of the elect, those that are seeking truth, those that are in a place where they can receive the truth, the wisdom, the knowledge. Lord, that you will just even supernaturally do that. And Father, I was thinking today, Jesus looked out upon the multitude and he had compassion upon them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And Father, it is so much more so that day, more than that today. There are so many out there that are scattered like sheep without a shepherd. And that's where we were when we came to this ministry, every one of us, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit drawing us here. And we pray for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit to draw our brothers and sisters in Christ to this place where the truth of the word is taught by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's blessed us tremendously. It's changed our lives. And we pray that blessing, Father, on our brothers and sisters that even tonight you're going to bring in. So, Father, we just pray. We pray blessings on our brothers and sisters in Christ. And, Father, we also pray blessings on our enemies. We pray blessings on them. And, Father, for any of them that can repent, that you grant them repentance, faith, grace, and that they are saved to the uttermost. It doesn't matter where this witchcraft is coming from. Doesn't matter if it's from the Satanists, the deep state, the factious, the apostates, the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the New Agers. It doesn't matter. Lost people are just lost people, and we were all lost before, Father, coming to you through the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we pray a great outpouring of your Spirit here to bind up all these attacks against the truth, but also, Father, to draw our sisters and brothers to this ministry. And we command the angels to go and take care of this, and we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Okay, we'll go to the next one. To cast down all plots and schemes of the enemy to hinder the dreams, visions, and words in ministry. We do, Lord. We cast down every one of those plots, schemes, and curses against getting the truth out through the videos and the books and the broadcasts and all the other things, Lord. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for protecting all of the people that are involved in that. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me, I'm on the wrong one. Well, we'll do that anyway. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And casting down the plots and schemes of the enemy to hinder the dreams, the visions, and the words of ministry, to the ministry. And we just thank you, Father, for doing that. We block it. We bind up the enemy from doing it anymore. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, that your angels are sent out there right now to block them from doing that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your warrior angels. Thank you, Lord, that we can pray and we know that our prayers are answered. And we command those demonic forces to cease their activities in our dreams and the visions and the words that come from the Lord. In Jesus' name, you cannot interfere with our open heaven here in the name of Jesus. If you do, I remember the story of that guy that was in the demons and went up over that praying church and got slammed down to the altar and came to Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for doing that to these people that are coming against your people. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would make it known to them that they're coming against God's people. They shouldn't do that. Father, we thank you for eliminating that problem of trying to twist and turn the dreams and the visions. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Missy.
I just thought of a prayer request. Angelica is going to Texas with Isaiah to lay her hands on her dad and pray for him. So,
has she already left?
I believe so. It sounded like she did from what she put on the blog. So Father, we just ask you to bless Angelic and Isaiah's trip the whole way to Texas. Thank you, Lord, that your angels are always with her and Isaiah, even when they're here. But we just ask you for extra protection and guidance to her and Isaiah, and just be with them. Let them know that let them know, sense your presence with them, Lord, and encourage them all along the way. We just cast on any attacks of the enemy, whether it be mentally, physically, or whatever. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your angels taking care of that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that when Angelica goes to lay her hands on her father, Carlos, Lord, that he is going to be healed. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Carlos, be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing her father. And we thank you for healing the rest of her family that's been having issues with this COVID, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I don't believe it's all completely COVID, Lord. I think it's just we know all about the ins and outs of that testing and everything. And whatever the infirmity is, we just command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the great report, the good report from Angelica, Lord. And we just praise you ahead of time for it. And all the glory, honor, and praise is yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Lord, we just hook our faith up with Angelica at the moment she puts her hands on her father to pray for him, that the gift of faith would drop down upon her, and the gift of healing. And we just praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I believe, Lord, that when she lays her hands on her, the fire of God is going to go through that man. And not only is he going to be healed, he's going to be saved all at the same time, come up out of there speaking in tongues, Lord, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Carlos in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we block every attempt of the enemy to come against him and her in the name of Jesus right now. We loose the angels to protect Carlos from the spirit of death. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, we command that spirit of death off of him to go right now in Jesus' name. You're not allowed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for doing that for Carlos and Angelica. And Lord, let this be a witness to the rest of the family of your goodness and your mercy in their lives, in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask and I pray that this be a turning point for Isaiah too, that you, your hunger would hit him, that he'd run after you with all his heart, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Ooh, my goodness. Glory to God. My. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Okay. To bind all slander, lies, and evangelism of the enemy against the truth. Yes, we do right now. We bind all those demonic entities from slandering, from lying, and evangelism of the enemy against the truth in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, Father, we just call that all of those negative sites out there, websites out there that are against UBM and David, to come down in the name of Jesus. I command it to come down in the name of Jesus. You're lying, you've got slander in there, and you're turning people away from the gospel. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to shut them down in Jesus' name. Doug Perry, you shut that thing down in Jesus' name. And the rest of them. Kevin, you shut it down in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Father. Amen. Anybody else? And we're talking about the government too. We're talking about the national government too. So, anybody wants to pray against that? Well, we do. We come against all the slander and lies against the president of this United States. We come against all the slander that they have been throwing against them. Mainstream media has been throwing against them. We call it as null and void. We command you to cease your activity against this constitutional republic. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for draining the swamp of all the rats in there, Lord. And it looks like you're doing it, but we ask that you do a complete job, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father, for doing that. All right, anybody else? Yes, Missy.
Father, there's a law on this earth and this universe that whatever you sow, you reap, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that all the wicked would reap what they sow, Lord. For ones that are yours, your elect, Lord, that it would be unto salvation, Lord. And to the rest, Lord, that you be taken out of the way and no longer be a hindrance to your kingdom. Or to this government, or to this new world order that, Lord, is going to be a good thing for a while, but it sounds horrible to say new world order, but Maybe I should say more of this new economic system, Lord, that you're trying to get, that you're trying, Lord. It's not a matter of trying, that you are going to implement when you want it to be implemented, Lord. And we praise you. We remove all hindrances in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All lyings, all lies, all schemes, plots. We send confusion into the camp of the enemy. Everything that is trying to keep it from going forward, anything that's coming against President Trump and everyone that's working with him, that's on the up and up, that has good intentions, Lord, we forbid any of it, any attacks on them, hindrances, lies, slander, and Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that the lies of the enemy will be turned around, Lord. Everything that they have been doing, Lord, is accusing everything, all their accusations are the very things that they're doing, Lord. And every attempt that they're doing, everything that they're doing, Lord, they're just digging this big hole, Lord. And we know that they're going to fall into it, Lord. Lord, it just amazes me. Father, you knew my conversation via text with Julio earlier. We were amazed at how stupid they are. They think that no one sees, and not even that, Lord. They don't even think you see, Lord, but you see it all. And Lord, we thank you for your justice to be brought forth, Lord, whether you do it through man or sovereignly, divinely through your hand, Lord. And we just send forth your angels to expose and cast down and forbid any of their plots and schemes to come to fruition, Lord. But Lord, we know that you even use the evil, Lord. And that's, Lord, that mainly is to bring about repentance, Lord. And for your elect, Lord. And we just thank you for that you are such a sovereign God, that you work all things after the counsel of your will, and nothing will come to pass without your permission, Lord. The enemy can do nothing. Thank you, Lord, that greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord, that we have the same power, omnipotent, powerful Spirit of God that was in you, Lord, that is in you, that you have, Lord, and we have that same power. And we are overcomers, Lord. We are overcomers. We are dead unto sin and alive unto God, and we don't live anymore, but you live in us, Lord, because we've been crucified with you. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us, Lord. We just ask you to give us a greater boldness, an energy, a strength, Lord, by the power of your Spirit to fight the good fight of the faith, lay hold on life eternal, and confess the good confession in the sight of many witnesses, and hold fast the confession of our hope that it waver not. For you are faithful, the promise, Lord. And we stand on your word strong and firm, Lord, and that every weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against us, we condemn, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that we have authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt us, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord. Praise your mighty name, Lord, for the authority that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good prayer. Word prayer. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Denny.
Yes, Father, we thank you, God. I know it was on my heart today was that, Father, we have become a nation of many gods. And, Father, we pray that you would correct this. Our founding fathers did not make a covenant with many gods. They made a covenant with one God, the only God. You alone are God. And we pray that our leadership would make reset or reconstitute that same covenant that was made in the beginning, Father, that we are a nation that serves one God and no other gods. There are no other gods, Father. They're all demons and idols, Father. We just thank you, Father. Bring that revelation to our to the people, and let it be that the voices cry out, Lord, that we want to serve you only. and that you alone are God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. That's exactly right. Thank you, Lord. We're a nation of one God, not many. Okay. Anybody else want to get on that one? Okay, let's go to the next one. To reveal the sins of the enemy to one another through dreams, visions, or whatever. The Lord, we do. We pray that right now, that you would send dreams and visions to about one another and what the sins that they've done, so that they would cause division in amongst our enemies in Jesus' name, in amongst our enemies and the nation's enemies, in the name of Jesus. And Father, it looked like you already done it in the nation. When they get caught doing something, they're ratting on one another. And Father, we thank you that that's what's happening with the church's faction too, with UBM's group that has come against them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that the enemy is being scattered in Jesus' name. We praise you for it, Father. Amen. All right, anyone else? All right. Now, the next one I'm not going to mention, and there's a good reason for that. Lord, we just we stop any. We bind up all the enemy. We bind the enemy from getting any kind monies or anything to do their evil work in Jesus' name. We just dry it up from them right now in the name of Jesus, that no more money is hindered, is getting through to them so that they can continue this. And Lord, we thank you for doing that in Jesus' name, stopping all kinds of help to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, to bind all sickness or infirmity or viruses from invading. Now, absolutely, we're not under the curse, Lord, and we know it. And we do. We bind. We take the Psalms 91, and we know that we're not subject to any of those things. I'm trying to think. Lord, I just praise you for your protection against all of those things. I remember when Lake went out on the field, bubonic field, him and another man. And they were wondering, the people were wondering, why didn't they get it? Why didn't they get it? They were out there amongst all the dead folks, gathering up those dead folks, and they didn't get it. Why? And Lake told them why. It's God. God kept us from getting it. It was the law of the Spirit of Christ in them. It keeps them from being under any kind of death, viruses, or anything like that. We are the same way. Father, we just praise you for your Psalms 91 protection on each one of us. We have the Passover. That death angel passes over us because he knows he can't lie on us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Yeah, Malcolm.
I'm surrounded and I get exposed a lot to intense discussions as to whether or not a local church should be meeting and under what conditions. And without going into a lot of detail, I just need a lot of wisdom, and I'm asking you, Lord, to help me to know, primarily to keep my mouth shut most of the time. And that, Lord, you will work in me that you will give me words of knowledge and wisdom and know when to open my mouth and talk about your gospel. You guys, it's people are going through incredible agony trying to figure out if they're supposed to keep their churches open or not and how they're going to manage that. And they're being hit by church insurance companies that are trying to mandate things because of liability. I mean, it's incredible. And then they got the whatever state's governor mandates. They've got the churches outside of the insurance company mandates. And then I got everybody in their church who has different ideas. And as you know, America, those of you who are Americans know that there's some pretty independent people out there. And so people are starting to get pretty feisty and frustrated. And it's just, Lord, I just pray that, I mean, Lord, you're bringing this. So I just pray that, Lord, you will use this to cause people to step back and wonder why aren't we dealing with Exodus 15, where it says, why don't we consider Psalms 91? Why don't we consider all these promises in the Bible about healing and protection and all these things? Lord, I just pray that you cause people to ask questions through all this. I pray you open people's eyes to your gospel, that they'll start having questions about these denominations that they're involved in, that are obviously, the way they talk is just hopeless. And I just pray that you will continue, Lord, to bring people to a point where they're willing to look in their Bibles and ask questions, that your gospel can shine forth, the true gospel and the fullness of the gospel. And again, Lord, I just pray that you help me to know what to say, when to say it. And I thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Lord, here's my prayer for Malcolm. Father, I ask that the churches all over this country that are apostate and don't believe you, put the fear of God on them and shut the doors.
Amen.
Those that are bold and believe the promises, Lord, I ask that you give them bold faith to keep their doors open and for them to come in and pray for the other churches that are closed. And Father, I thank you for doing that. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you would hide those great churches that have bold faith. I don't think they're going to be any great big ones. It'll probably be all small churches. But Lord, whatever it is, I ask that you keep them open so that their prayers can go up together. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for shutting down the other ones. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because here's what my thinking on that is. If they see a church, a small church that has great and bold faith open and prayers being answered, and they see the great big churches that are closed because of fear, somebody's going to wonder something, aren't they? I'm thinking. They're going to be wondering, well, why is this great big church over here closed? And this little group over here is open, they're healthy, there's nothing wrong with them. Glory to God, they're not worried about anything. Yeah, I think that'll be a great testimony to the people in the big churches. Man, they don't know nothing. They're just a little church. They can't know a whole lot, but looky there, man, they're thriving. We're shut down.
You guys, you wouldn't believe the conversations I've heard, and it's just it blows my mind. I can't believe this is going on, but it's bringing people to a point of total. I mean, just incredible.
Are they getting irate about it?
Oh yeah, but the church, you know, I shouldn't go into much. I can't go into detail, but it's just I'm hearing the inner workings from the top level of a lot of churches. Just I guess because of my contacts, but it's great Scott. I mean, it's something else.
Amen.
But they have to go through it. I just, you know, I was so frustrated. I had to get out of the room where these conversations were going on, and I was just asking the Lord that, you know, it's good. People have to be brought to a point where they see that there's no other option but God. And it has to happen. It's painful for me to watch because people are suffering. They don't know what to do. And it's like, you know, what options do they have? And I want to scream at them, but I can't right now. But I know that it's going to come to the point where that door will open if I'm faithful. You know, if I fight my battles, I've got the Lord's presenting me with battles. I have to overcome those battles and I have to deal with those enemies. So I don't need to bite off more than the Lord wants me to chew right now, but you know what I mean? So you don't enter into a battle that the Lord hasn't given you yet, but we need to prepare ourselves or ask the Lord to prepare us for the time when, okay, the door is open for us to say something to people who in the past have been like, you know, we don't want to hear what you said because you're not part of us, you know, type mentality.
Well, you know, the thing about, I believe what's going to happen, Malcolm, with you is they're going to come to you and somebody will ask you, well, what do you think? And then you'll be able to tell them. But here's what the Word says. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to say, but here's what the Word says. And then lay it out for us. I think that'd be an awesome time. Go ahead, Missy.
You know, on that subject, you know, I've had a family member, you know, get upset, but then apologize, but upset about, you know, me, they say, preaching to them. Well, no, you know, it's like, that's all I know. You tell me about a situation, you tell me about an issue or something that you're concerned about. All I know to do is tell you the Word, what the Word says about it. I ain't got anything else. That's all I have, you know? And it's like, I haven't really had the opportunity to come right out and say that, you know? I haven't felt led to, but that's in the back of my mind, you know, just thinking about it and praying about it. It's like, Lord, you're all I have. You're the answer to everything, you know, and it's not that I'm preaching. I'm trying to encourage, giving words of faith, words of encouragement, and they don't want to hear it. So, but I thank you, Lord, that you are opening minds, ears, hearts, Lord, and breaking up the fallow ground, Lord, of other hearts that they want to hear. You're bringing them, your elect to the point that they do want to hear, and they turn to you and they look for themselves into your Word, just like Malcolm was saying, Lord. We were all there, Lord. We were all there. Lord, help us to not be discouraged, Lord, because you discipline those whom you love, and you reminded me I was there once, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for the discipline, because if you wouldn't have disciplined me in my disobedience and rebellion, Lord, I wouldn't be where I was at, where I'm at now, and you brought me here. I am what I am. I am who I am by the grace of God, and wherefore go I by the grace of God. Nothing that I have is my own. It's all yours. And I just give it all back to you, Lord. Everything is yours. Everything is yours, Lord. I have nothing but what you've given me, and it's all yours. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was talking to an ex preacher the other day, a preacher of the gospel the other day, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I was telling him, I said, you know, we as Christians don't have to worry about the virus. We don't have to worry about it because of the promises of what God has given us. And he said, yeah, but you just have to be real careful. He gave us all common sense, you know, and he went down that road with him. I just looked at him. In my mind, I just shook my head. I said, okay, I see where this is going. He's not going to receive anything from the gospel, even though he called himself a preacher at one time. That's the mindset of a lot of these people in mainline denominational churches. They got a lot of pride in them. And I think God's fixing to slice that out from under and show them a little something. That's why he's getting this bunch ready, because those people are going to come back to you and say, hey, look, you told me something one time. I need to know more, because it's killing me. It's killing our family. It's killing all these people. Lord God, we need to know. We need some medicine. Doctors don't have it. By the way, this vaccine is coming out. Leave it alone. It's full of mess. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Man, when it rains, it pours, and when I start talking, I don't seem to. Well, I guess I don't want to apologize. I don't talk that much, but anyway, not talking, the denominational situation before for decades, I think I developed certainly an adequate, if not more than adequate, amount of pride, denominational pride, you know, that I was right. And, you know, if you're not in my denomination, it's, you know, let's talk about it. Maybe we can bring you around, you know, to the truth. Well, it seems to me I brought some of that pride along with me when I left. And I have to be careful that when I quote scripture to somebody who's saying, well, you know, this is going to get me if I don't do this and wear my mask and go into the building backwards and do a handstand and all the other things you're supposed to do to, I'm kidding. But I'll quote the scripture, and there's always this yes, but. There's always a yes, but, and I think it's natural for me to feel like, well, I know the truth and you don't, and why can't you see it? And you know, I don't want to be there. I don't want to have that, any of that pride that I had before, and I've had even recently. The Lord's been really bringing that to the forefront for me, that He doesn't want any pride in me, because anything that he has given me, he has given me. And like Paul says, everything we have comes from God. And, you know, what gift do you have that God hasn't given you? That's the way Paul kind of phrases it. But, I'm just praying that I will voluntarily be reduced to zero, that there's no, and another thing the Lord's been dealing with me along the same line is being easily, he's pointed this out to me, and that is being easily offended. There was somebody that I didn't know that just jumped all over me. They hadn't even seen me or anything. They just responded to a situation and were inappropriate. Then they right away tried to reach me. They didn't know how to reach me, and they were trying to apologize. Even after they apologized, in talking to other people, I insinuated that these folks were less than the best as far as having people skills and stuff like that. You know, what came very strongly to me was I was remaining offended, even though they apologized. And we talked and made it right and everything, but I was still I still had this offense, this unforgiveness or bitterness or whatever, this kind of stuff. You don't want that. And the Lord's been really bringing that to the forefront, that, you know, by these kind of weird outside people that you don't normally deal with. I just want to be voluntarily working with the Lord to be brought to zero and not to be caring what people say about me or to me, or, you know, because people, I mean, we know that things are going to get rough, really rough, and that people will be treating us not very nicely. And at least in my situation, I don't have a lot of overwhelming people, you know, putting guns in my face and torturing my family members and all that kind of stuff. But when we come to a point where that we may be dealing with those kind of situations, we have some really nasty characters that we're dealing with directly, are we going to be offended? I mean, these things that I'm talking about are very small little things that are inconsequential, really, other than if we're being offended. But we don't want anything in us rising up against somebody who lashes out at us. And Jesus says, you know, we're going to suffer persecution. So we don't want any pride or unforgiveness, which is the natural result of, you know, I was talking to an old acquaintance of my wife's. My wife and I were talking with her. She was done wrong to, there was a real estate transaction that went really bad. She said that she split four cords of wood. She felt like that would be a good way to get rid of the frustration she was feeling over being wronged by this realtor. And to my mind, that's not, you don't just get out your anger by, and your resentment with, you know, that kind of, you know, splitting wood. And every time you split the wood, you say, take that. No, I don't know what she was doing, but that's, we don't want that. We don't want the natural human solution to bitterness and anger. We want it out of our hearts so that we forgive people from the heart, like Jesus said. Anyway, I need to get off my soapbox so that.
Wait a minute. Before you do, is she anywhere close to me?
No.
Oh, man.
I know, four cords of wood. I was thinking that could be kind of useful, except she's,
absolutely,
you know, she's probably 65 or something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, her husband needs to harness that energy.
Oh, she never went. She never got married. But anyway.
Well, if she's splitting the cord of wood a day, I'll tell you what, she probably. Okay, well, Andrew. Hey, Julie. Good to see you, girl.
Praise Jesus.
It's Amen.
Good to be here. I was kept confessing the Lord and thanking him for all my trials and thanking him for everything. And I had to get rid of some anger and some resentment about the powers that be that decided to flip the switch and say it's too dangerous for you to have your power on. So we're just going to cut you off for a while. But, you know, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. He's awesome and he's faithful. And I had my little trial last night when the fires were going on around me, and those demons, I tell you what, but God is faithful and the word just kept coming out of my mouth. And thank you all for your prayers, and I appreciate it very, very much. And I pray nobody ever has to go through that kind of ordeal where, I know, Malcolm, you have, you know, in a sense, but just like, you know, possible forced evacuations because of what's happening around you. So, but God is good. He's good.
Amen. I sent you an email, Julie, that we're going over now and praying. So you can go along with us if you'd like.
Okay.
Hey, Julie, we had a friend in Montana who was, the Lord was taking him through a lot of stuff. And he was really walking with the Lord at the time. And he, but the fire, forest fire came up, was coming directly toward their cabin. And they did some really tall trees. And he said that the wall of fire is like a huge 100-foot, you know, just huge wall of fire that came up to the edge of their, not the house, but I think it was the property, and it just stopped right there and didn't proceed. Just an amazing miracle.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know exactly where it was when they were given the warnings last night, and this is like it's about 11. Well, yeah, it was around 11 o'clock or so, and it, you know, it was just all kinds of stuff. And I didn't know exactly where it was, but I knew it was close given where they were telling people to evacuate to. It's a big shopping center, their parking lot in that area over there. So I was thinking, okay, well, if it's that close, then, you know, why are they sending people over here? I figure it's about a mile and a half away from me. They're, you know, but then it was about midnight that they were saying people, and they gave this address section area of the cross street, which is like, oh, about 30 feet from my apartment complex. And I'm like, and they were saying everything east of there, be ready to evacuate if told to go. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm not evacuating. I just kept confessing that. And I kept hearing, it's like, you're going to have to, you know, pack a bag, get ready to go. And I was in my pajamas. So I'm like, oh, geez, Lord, help me, show me what to do. You know, and I just wasn't getting a real firm word from the Lord. I'm like, well, you know, worst case scenario, I pack a bag and I unpack it tomorrow, you know. So I packed my bag, you know, and just like a, you know, what do I need to take kind of thing, got dressed and sat around, waited and was sending text messages and praying and speaking the word. And in the meantime, I'm hearing all these sirens and up and down the road, my neighbors are kind of, they're all taking off. I could see a lot of my neighbors are packing up and leaving and stuff and seeing stuff, but we haven't been told to evacuate yet. So I'm just like hanging out, trusting God, speaking the word, casting down things. And anyhow, the fire turned out to be about a mile and a half away from me, and it took out a whole, it like a valley area. I talked to somebody today who said they were watching it from their home over by just opposite from me. It was a, went up a whole valley and up a whole bank embankment and destroyed at least one home, I know. So it was pretty close. So I was very, very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness. And I just kept claiming that no evil would come nigh my dwelling place. I said, no fire's coming here, and I'm not back. I'm not evacuating. You know, I'm staying right where I'm at. And I just kept confessing the word. He's faithful. He's awesome.
Amen. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Amen.
All right, Andrew, go ahead.
Well, from what Malcolm was talking about, I was just wondering if we can pray about some stuff, because a lot of that stuff he's going through, I think a lot of us go through. And Lord, first of all, I thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that you've put me in this time that we're living in. Thank you, Lord, for the time that you've put us in here. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that are happening around us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are sovereign. You are the sovereign God who does all things, whether good or evil, even as your word says. And Lord, we ask, Lord, you who are wonderful in reasoning with people, to humble us and to make us have meekness and lowliness. We are to be yoked to the Lord Jesus. And Lord, that we would fulfill these fruits of the Spirit in us, to be reminded, because there's so much going around us, Lord, that sometimes we just get led astray even by going to work and or listening not intently to something, but it just happened to be on someone's radio or as we passed by or something, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, that we would remember our cross, that you would remind us of our cross, Lord, at those times when we're supposed to be humble. And Lord, really show us how we collate these things of humbleness and meekness to be yoked to you and to have boldness at the same time, Lord, and to be that real wonderful reasoner that you are, Lord. Just fill us with this, Lord, that we could do this through you, because it's already been done, and we need to have that, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would put a watch over our tongues, Lord, so that we would not speak when we don't need to speak, and of course, speak when we need to speak. And Lord, we just thank you for all that, because we know we have that. We just need to get a hold of it better. And Lord, only you can work it out for us. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Okay, Malcolm, go ahead.
This gentleman, or this family that I brought up that had the wall of fire that came up to their area, the remote area in Montana, these folks are under my heart, and they have been for some time. I'd like to pray for them. The leader of the ministry was caught in sexual sin, and it became one of those situations where he kind of half explained, kind of didn't really repent, kind of repented or excused it. And then what happened was there was a massive church split in the area. The church basically sided with him against the woman. Just really disappointing, and their ministry just kind of fell apart. And I got a dream. I feel like the Lord gave me a pretty extensive dream regarding him. That wasn't related to all this, but I've just been sitting on that dream because I didn't want to send it to him, because even as of last week or this week, I found out that he's still in an unrepentant state and still anyway, here's why it's really frustrating to me. People, the Lord used him to get me back on my knees in 2006 and to start praying my heart out. And that's how I started praying for the Holy Spirit, and how I eventually ended up at UBM. He's one of those instrumental people that the Lord was really working with. And he fell under temptation and didn't recover. So I'd like to just pray for him. My heart is just breaking for him and his wife and kids. His kids are married and, you know, have their own jobs and whatnot. But Lord, I just pray you'll bring this gentleman around, that you will help him to see, help him just to repent, just grant him repentance, Lord. Cut through the stuff and all the excuses you've thrown up, and just cause him to repent. You can cut through. You cut through Saul, Lord, and made him into a Paul. And this gentleman has fallen a great deal and not repented, which has done tons of damage. And I praise you, yes, but I pray that you will cut through that situation. And you guys I ask you to intercede in his behalf as well, because this person was a great light, and this is very difficult. So for a lot of people. Anyway, thank you, Lord, for dealing with him and pulling him out of the fire. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just believe with Malcolm that you're doing it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Let's go to the next one here. To bind all warfare against us through witchcraft, faction, rejection, fear of rejection, condemnation, fear, anger, unforgiveness, criticism, etc. Okay, we do. We bind all warfare against us through witchcraft. We cast it down in Jesus' name. Through faction, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Through rejection and fear of rejection, condemnation, down in the name of Jesus. Fear, anger, unforgiveness, and criticism, we bind you and cast you off in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for binding up any kind of warfare against us through all of that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making them look inside themselves, turning it back on. Who was that? Somebody quoted a thing a while ago. I believe that was Greg. Yeah, Hosea 8:7, for they sow the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. That was Greg. That's a good one. That's what we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It'll change some of them. Bring them back to you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing that. All right, anybody else want to pray on that one? We're going to have to do some more teaching on praying, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Julie.
I'll pray on that. Praise you, Lord. I cast down all spirits of accusation and accusing spirits against each other, against ourselves, and against God. I cast down every evil work and assignment against our lives to cause us to be distracted in our warfare, distracted from our time in fellowship, distracted from our time in being in the Bible or doing what we have been called to do in our ministries, whatever that may be. I cast down every assignment to keep us from doing what the Lord is putting in our hearts to do. I pray for greater discernment and understanding and revelation, Lord, in your leading us. And I pray, God, that you'll give us all patience, endurance, and to recognize the thoughts of the enemy, to recognize when you want us just to wait on you and be still. I thank you, Father, for raising up your men and women here, your daughters and your sons, Father, to do what you've called us to, Lord. And the enemy cannot stand against any of us, cannot stand against your word in us. And we thank you and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on each and every one of us, Father. And thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Okay. The next one is to reveal the sins of the deep state in both factions. Amen. Lord, we just ask that you do that, that you reveal all the sins, all the unlawful activity of both deep states in the name of Jesus, the deep state against the church and the deep state against the government. In the name of Jesus, Lord, until you just lay it out for us in the name of Jesus, and that they would be held accountable for all of the sins that they've done against God's people and against this nation. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anybody else? Yes, Pat.
Father, we continue on to thank you, Lord, that you are revealing those sins that are destroying and people. Father, we just thank you for shining the light in the darkness. We thank you for the comparison that people are able to see. Thank you that you are bringing forth a spirit of awareness in not only the general public in America and in the world, but you are bringing an awareness to those that you have called that are splattered out there in the world, all over the parts of the earth, that you are bringing forth and raising up an awareness of a desire and a need for the true gospel, the true relationship with you. Thank you, Father, that you have translated us out of the authority structure of this world, and you are able to continue on bringing us through, all of us, all of our being, into a perfect unity with you. You filled us with your Holy Spirit to allow us to perceive your word, this world, heavenly places, from your perspective, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we just ask that you would open up the desire of people to know you. And they would want to put down the foolishness of religion and to embrace the truth and the reality of God for their own lives. Thank you for raising up these conditions that we're facing and that we're coming into that is going to strip people's dependence from the things that they're depending on now and strip them from that dependence. And they're going to search and seek for that which they hadn't thought about before or they hadn't wanted to think about before. And according to the prayer before, Lord, we bind that spirit of fear. We bind that spirit of fear and darkness that the devil wants to use. But we thank you that you have restrained just enough to bring people to themselves and allow them the awareness of that deception and that darkness and give them desire and grace to cry out for you inside themselves, to cry out for you. That if there is a God, I want to know it. Just give them that desire to know you, Lord, and we thank you for it. We praise you, Lord, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And when we were lost in sin, Lord, you called us to yourself, and you did whatever was necessary to bring us out of the darkness and into the light. So we trust you and we thank you for doing so for our future brothers and sisters that are out there in the world. We thank you that you have prepared this time for this to bring in the harvest. And we thank you for allowing us to be here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Yes, Denny.
Yes, we thank you, God. Lord, we know that their father is the devil, Lord. He's the father of lies and the deep state. And they want to say there is no God. So, Father, we bind this lie in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the truth would come forth, that the church would speak out and come forth, that they would not be silent. You said the gates of hell would not prevail against the church, and we thank you for that. So we pray that we're the lie is, the truth would come forth, and that people give people that hear, even scoffers and unbelievers, just give them a hearing ear when they hear the gospel, Lord. The gospel has the power of God unto salvation. We pray that the power in the gospel would go forth to dispel this lie. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right, anybody else? I like what Greg put in there. It's Mark 4:22. But there's nothing hid, save that it should be manifested. Neither was anything made secret, but that it should come to light. Then Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We claim that for us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Greg. All right. Anyone else? All right, and we got the last one here, I think. No, second to the last one. To turn them against each other so that they reap what they sow and repent. Well, we've prayed that pretty much. Lord, we thank you for doing that, the sowing discord in amongst them, that they would receive what they have sown out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else?
Yes. Sorry. This one's been bounced around my head all in all the call. Lord, I've prayed this before, but I'll add to this. Lord, do to them what you did at the Tower of Babel and confuse their speech to one another. Put dissension amongst them, contention, arguments, and strife. And Lord, yes, they do sow the wind, so they reap the whirlwind. Lord, as many as can be saved from that or through that, then yes, salvation for them, Lord. If they turn to your name, all who call upon your name will be saved, and you have no desire in the death of the wicked, but they repent. However, Lord, their schemes and plans are dark and evil and heavy and in cooperation with darkness. So we have no reservation in calling upon that confusion to be their lot. And those that drive them, the forces of darkness, let their way be through dark and slippery places with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I believe it's done. All right. Anybody else? All right, here's the last one. To cause to cease any distractions of a flesh-pleasing life to keep us from prayer and warfare. That is a good one, one that we need to be praying constantly. Lord, we just thank you for placing it in us to forego the TV, to forego the internet, to do nothing but warfare. Lord, we don't want to put anybody under the law, but we ask that you place it in us to do that, that we would want to do that, that we would feel the need to do that, to keep us clean, pure, and to help our brothers and sisters across the world. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. And Lord, I know that as we do this, it will draw us closer to you. Thank you, Father, for doing that for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Okay, Missy.
Barbara has something that she wants to us to agree with.
Sorry, I didn't know if I could get in there. I practically didn't even hear the last half hour. my neighbors upstairs are really fighting again. Can you guys just agree with me that these fighting, angry spirits will be bound and in the name of Jesus and I don't know, whatever other spirits, witchcraft spirits, and I don't know, they're about ready to come through the ceiling, and just fighting spirits and wrath and anger. You know, I just bind that in the name of Jesus, and I just want you guys all to agree with me.
Amen. Amen. We do. We
thank you.
Every one of those vile spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and we command you to cease your activity right now in that apartment house.
And Jezebel, Jezebel spirit. Sorry, that just came to me. Jezebel spirit and control spirits.
Okay.
Amen. Yeah, and blaring music. What would you bind? What would you bind that? Media spirits?
Bind the spirit of turning that stuff up to where it destroys your peace. Amen. We just
this place isn't insulated, so it's, you can hear everything. Everything. So, thank you, Lord. I pray they move out and God gets Christians in here. Thank you, Amen. Jesus.
All right. Greg got another good one out there. This is for you, Barbara. Isaiah 32:18, my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting place. Amen, Lord. We claim that for Barbara and everybody else too in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We command, yes. We command those spirits to go. And if them people don't want to get rid of them spirits, they need to go. In Jesus' Amen. Name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. You just keep on with that warfare. Start thanking God now, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of warfare lately. I'm that's good. You guys are, you know, talking about David sent this out and talking about this, because the Lord's been impressing upon me too to do a lot of warfare, not just here, but you know, everywhere that I'm hearing things. So, yeah, okay. The Lord definitely wants us to do war.
Amen. Well, Greg wanted to put up a disclaimer up there. He said, just to let everyone know, I don't write this stuff. My boss does. Amen. And we know that. Praise God for bosses that are like that. In the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we just thank you for an open heaven tonight. We thank you, Father, that our prayers have been answered. And Lord, place it in us like we've prayed before, to continue to keep on and on and on, and to let the enemy know we're not letting up. We got more bullets than he does. We got bigger bullets than he does. And Father, we thank you for doing that. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence with us as we pray, Father. And I thank you for it. And I ask, Lord, that you bless everybody here tonight with a good night's sleep and the weekend with a good, solid warfare battle. It's not going to be a battle hardly at all, because we know who wins. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, anything else before we close out tonight? Well, all right. We'll be seeing y'all. Y'all be blessed, you hear? Uh-oh. Maybe so, Missy.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night, everyone. Good night, Pat.
Night, brothers and sisters.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah.
Good night.
Everybody.
Love
good night. Y'all. Thanks again for your prayers.
Oh, be blessed.
Yeah. Amen.
I got the article.
Good to
thank
see
you.
You, Julie. I'm glad you made it.
It's a good
it.
One.
I kind of
figured we'd see you, Julie.
I kind of figured we'd see you before the night was over.
Well, I'm grateful. I kept saying it's like they were not saying are my power would come back on until Sunday at 5:00, and I said that ain't happening. I don't accept that. We can go on that long without power. Sorry.
Good girl, Julie.
Not receiving that curse.
Bye.
No.